You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za. So now I can delay no more.
So
there's nothing else that I can do to delay this.
Load shedding.
Hey? Well, even that won't work because we got the new inverter.
Oh, Lonnie now.
Yeah.
There we are.
Yes, so the man alive brought us in a new inverter, so I can't even use that. So I'm forced to speak to you. Hello,
well,
Jeff.
Hello, Richard. Well, thank you so much for eventually getting to the mic.
You're
ranting and raving this afternoon.
I'm not ranting and raving at all.
You were funny. I mean, that's why comedians have so much material from this politicians.
The politicians will keep them supplied with an endless source.
Forever.
Endless source.
Yes.
I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just saying it like
you're quite right.
Like I feel.
I actually agree with you. But
do you? Well, there we go. So that makes my day.
Yeah, I'm not sure it does.
Yeah. Okay. So it's the final life, love, and babuti. What is it?
No. It's
spaghetti bolognese. Salad.
Fruit salad. I mean, you created the thing.
Yeah.
That you've forgotten already. Well, it's old age.
Look, some things you live to regret. And,
fruit salad is one of them.
Well.
But not my show. No. Not the show we do. No.
Hey?
Cannot never regret that.
Never.
No.
All right, if you say so.
No.
So what do we, it's nice to see you, just
nice
by the way.
Nice to see you, by the way, as well.
Yeah. Mm. I'll say that as sincerely as I possibly can fake it.
Why are you crossing your fingers?
Like I say, I'm saying it as sincerely as fake it.
It's the festive season, I suppose. I'll let you
festive off. Season guide. This is what we're going to talk about, Surviving the holidays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Surviving the holidays. Okay, so.
And on this, you brought a thesis.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's important.
Okay.
You get to the end of the year and everybody's a bit tired and what are they G for? You know, they're a bit tired of everything and they're a bit craggy and they're a bit upset and they're getting ready for the holidays and getting ready for the 15th. So everybody can close down and everybody wants everything done now and done at the last minute and all that kind of stuff. So I just thought, you know what, in this program, let's do something Christmassy and holiday-ish. And while researching this thing, I realized, and I've done a few of these shows before in the past, that this can be a bit serious. And not only is the holiday season a holiday season and a festive season for a lot of people, but it's actually a kind of a hectic season. So there's a dark side to
very
this.
Much so.
And I don't want to delve in the dark side. Yeah. I just want to
prevent it.
Prevent it and gives people some ideas of how to have a good holiday season and a good festive season. So the first thing I want to do is safety tips for the holiday season. And we might think these are things. We know these things. But let's remind ourselves a little bit before we go on holiday. All right. So the first thing is cut back on the alcohol. That's always going to cause problems in lots of different areas of your life.
Mm.
But just cut back on the alcohol this season. If you overdo it or you've overdone it before, you know it causes a bit of problems. So let's do that. Make sure everybody wears their seatbelt. You know, coming from the beach, kids in the back, put the seatbelt on. If you've got a seatbelt, put it on. Make sure everybody does that. Keep a fire extinguisher in the house. Very important. Check your smoke detectors if you've got one. Sometimes your wife is one if you are smoking behind in the garage. You know that it could be a smoke. Check on them as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Very effective smoke.
It is effective. And dangerous, yeah. Mm. Keep your phone always charged because you might need it in an emergency situation, especially at night. I'll come back to that one. Have a family emergency plan. This is something that people don't think about.
Yes.
Have a plan that if there's a fire, kids or kids' friends are around or whatever, this is our emergency plan. You run out to the back of the garage or there, over there, or you go there. Everybody can, we'll tick everybody off there, get everybody out. Have an emergency plan. And that is a really great tip, actually.
But that is, that's all good and well if you're at home.
Yeah.
But you should also have an emergency, because families go out to shopping malls, they go out to the beach, they go out. Have an emergency plan for, okay, folks, we are here at the beach. We're going to be here between now and just now.
Yeah.
And if all of a sudden something goes wrong, okay, this is what we are going
to
do.
Meet at info or go to the security office or meet us there. We'll
or go to the car or whatever the case may be.
Correct.
Yes.
So that's good. And I'm glad you brought that up because shopping centers can be a bit hectic this time of the year.
Particularly with little children.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you turn 1 second. I mean, in these aisles now, and I was in Newark the other day going in through Checkers, I was with Brenda and we were walking and all of a sudden she was gone. And she's an adult. Now, can you imagine that happens to a little kid? Because those aisles are tall, and there are many of them. It's a big store. So be careful. It can happen in a second. Okay.
So all of a sudden, she got away from you.
And I don't know if it was you talking to her.
That might have been by design. But anyway,
I was hoping not. But bringing that up, I've got a bit of anxiety and whatever. Yeah. Anyway, Karen, let's carry on with that because we'll sort that out later. Design a family communication plan that makes everyone reachable. Everybody can talk to one of them. Somebody's out with their friends.
WhatsApp group.
Yeah, simple. Absolutely.
Christmas WhatsApp group. Boom, done. Absolutely. After Christmas, delete.
Easy to do. If somebody's stuck in a shopping, some petrol or run out, or somebody's had a little accident or bumper, but whatever. Okay. The other thing is watch your finances. Be very careful because what happens here, you get your bonus and then you get your pay and you get your thing. And then all of a sudden.
January arrives.
And January is not your friend.
No, not at all.
Right? Yeah. Okay. And the first one who gets the debit order wins.
Yes.
Because.
No, then we throw hats in, names in the hat. And we pull the names out.
Exactly. So make sure you've got enough money put aside for your debit order when you get your bonus and your income, because you don't want to cause yourself stress. And generally, it's a very, very long month. People get paid now at 15th, about 20th, they maybe get paid for Christmas, and everybody is rake.
Ah.
And running, and then 15th of January comes along, and it's that 2 weeks further down,
like a long way away.
Okay, so that'd be cool. And then one thing I didn't want to just skim over this, but please watch the kids near the pools. You're having a braai, you've got a pool, you've got the kids around, you're laughing, you're having a bit of orange juice yourself. Just watch the kids, you know. Once again, you can lose them in a shopping center and you can find them because they're security and people. Mm. But if you lose them in the pool.
It's a silent killer.
Oh, my word. Enough. You know, Richard, I'm very, very strong about this because I've seen a kid down in a pool and it's not something you want to be around or ever see in your life because it traumatizes you for the rest of your life. And it's, please, just if you go to a Goudini spa, if you're going to the beach, if you're going – just having a braai around the pool, 1 second and it's done. You know, there's so many people around, there are distractions. That's how pickpockets work. Mm. You know, they distract you with just bumping something into you, and before you know it, something's out of your pocket. Mm. That's what happens to the pool with the kids. Mm. Somebody says, love, just go and get me a cool drink in the fridge, and off you go, and you were watching the kid and the kids in the pool. The dog knocks the child over and it's done.
Yeah.
Okay, so be very careful. Please, people, be very careful on this one. Okay, so also 10 ways to avoid holiday stress. Now, a holiday can be very stressful. Mm. This is a very stressful time of the year. I'm going to talk about the dark side of it a little bit now, but just make a list of what you want to accomplish during the holidays. I want to have a good rest. I want to do the gardening a bit. I want to paint the shed or whatever it is. I want to wash my car. Read a book, whatever it is, just have a plan. Yeah. Schedule time for yourself to do something for yourself. Because remember, especially the moms, you're looking after kids, you're looking after husband, you're looking after family, you're cooking, you're running around, you're cleaning. Just take some time for yourself. Say, love, we're going to have a facial. You know, if they're open, just go and have a facial or a massage or go for a walk or do something. Go and have a cup of coffee and read a book on your own. Find a partner in the family who can help plan or host guests, you know, that you don't have to handle it yourself. Because, you know, I know moms are pretty much superwoman when it comes to this kind of stuff, but find somebody to help you. You know, bring in the husband or one of the older kids. Say, listen, you know, when the family comes around, you look after the small kids for me, and then that's fine. Do something special for your family that everyone will love. Focus on good things in your life and keep gratitude journal if you like. You know, every day you have a good day. We had a good braai. We had a good meal. We had a good outing. We had a nice drive. We had a good laugh. Whatever it is, keep that diary going. Make sure you have a plan to get home safely every day. That's very important. Review your plan for the kids with your children before the guests arrive. So make sure kids know where you're going as well. So everybody in the family, in the team, I call it, need to know what's going on. Mm. And then everybody feels safe. Get some fresh air now and then. Take a break. Don't overwork yourself trying to make every single second special.
Yeah. Take time just to vegetate.
Just chill. just calm down. You know, just sit and cake. We men like doing that. It's called fire gazing, and we do it. So even everybody in the family, you get a chance to fire gaze or sit outside and do nothing. It's okay. It's not a problem. It's good for you. And then have a plan for the few days after your guests depart. If you're having guests coming down from Joburg or up country, you know, take some time out for yourself so you can just breathe, relax, and just chill, because I know. All right, so something to be careful about is the emails that come, the phishing emails. Phishing not as in you come fish here on the coast and we've got a boat. No, phishing meaning they're trying to scam you. Mm. Yeah. So be careful of that, gift cards and coupons and that kind. Big in the States. Big in the States, the coupon thing. You must go and get a coupon and they get you to go and do that. And then websites that are wrong, selling items that are off, you know, sell a baby pram or a Christmas tree and it's and
like $100 and it's
and there's nothing, you know, and there's no address. People have been scammed in South Africa like that quite a lot as well. Shipping invoices, fake ones.
The bottom line on that thing, on those special offers, is if it's too good, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, but these guys are clever.
Yeah,
these guys are clever, and I mean, they can send you proof of payment. And it isn't actually a proof of payment.
Yeah.
It looks proper and it might be, but they reverse it again. Be very, very careful if you are selling on the internet and that kind of stuff, especially this time of the year. People are chased and you're getting stuff. You want to get the present, especially us males get the present on the 24th, right? About 9 o'clock at night.
Mm.
You know, that kind of thing. Okay. Counterfeit apps, you know, that kind of thing. Be careful on the Facebook stuff, gift card scams and, Santa's little helpers, you know, little cyber criminals, you know, attending to get money out of you. And the scams can be very, very clever. So you keep these in mind and you'll have a great Christmas. You won't get scammed. You won't be upset.
And so make January even longer.
Make it a long, make that one whole January a very long year. Yeah. Okay, so the dark side of holiday season. Okay, so let's look at this. So, this is quite heavy. Confronting trauma triggers during the holiday season. So now you on holiday, everybody thinks it's a great time of the year, but for some people, it's actually not. Mm. You know, maybe last year you were hijacked, or there was a crime,
or there was a fire,
or we'll get to the death, the grieving thing as well. But there was a trauma.
Yeah.
So this time of the year triggers that trauma. Mm. Kids are away. You miss the kids. They in the States or in Europe or in London or wherever they are, and you're not having them for Christmas. Triggers stuff, you know. And so it's referred to as the most wonderful time of the year, but not for everybody. Mm. And unfortunately, we need to be careful. And you know, it sparks joy and nostalgia because you know, listening to Boney M on the radio and stuff like that. I refuse. I'll play one next Monday. But as it comes along, the rituals and the sights and the sounds and the Christmas decoration, it can trigger trauma in people's lives. So just be careful because it can lead to flashbacks and disassociation and dysregulated emotions, psychosomatic symptoms such as nausea even and headaches for some people. Shame, it's not fun.
Mm-mm.
So everybody's in a jolly spirit, but some people aren't, and they're damaged, and they feel unlovable and not good enough. And all of these things come along because they don't get invited or they're alone. And Christmas is a time for families and for people being with their families. And generally, you'll get invited on a weekend for a bar, but at Christmas time, maybe that's the time where the family gets together and there are people down from Joburg, and they can't really invite you. So, you know, you might feel a bit lonely. So, just reactivating these trauma triggers. It's loud, it's busy, just it's unfortunate. And let's just be careful and watch out for people as well. You've got disrupted routines as well. These holidays interfere with coping strategies, which is routine. So it can cause anxiety with people. It can cause anxiety for financial strain as well. Loneliness and isolation, of course, is there, and increased substance abuse. You know, when I say substance abuse, I mean not only alcohol. There's drugs involved here as well, and there is a risk of people relapsing over this time, and it might worsen their mental health as well. So the other thing is this limited access to mental health. So, you know, so therapists and psychologists and psychiatrists, they're all on holiday now. So rooms aren't open. So you might need someone to help you there, and they're not around, and that's a problem. So have a coping mechanism that you have. Okay, so what to do? Acceptance. Give yourself permission to feel the way you do.
Yes.
Please don't fight it because, you know, it is what it is, and feel it. You know, understand, accept it. Know what your triggers are and don't go there. Don't go and watch a movie that you used to watch with an ex or something like that. Or, you know, it triggers that loneliness again as well. Set boundaries for those people who grew up in abusive homes or neglectful families. Family members can be a great trigger to that, especially when you have to go to functions where people are that you don't like, or it's caused trauma in your life as well. So set boundaries, and if you don't want to go, don't go. That's it. So it's not always easy, but that's the way it is. That's the way it is. Say no to gatherings and parties if you don't feel like going. It's very important as well. Okay, reach out to family, to friends, to somebody you can talk to, and have somebody that's on an emergency line for you, perhaps. You know, if you're not feeling great and you feel like a cup of coffee somewhere, you're on your own, no family around or whatever, just if you're a bit feeling a bit lonely, just have somebody you can phone and that person and warn them. So listen, you know, between Christmas and New Year, I might ask you for a cup of coffee or something. Let's go. Yeah. Are you okay to do that?
Yeah.
You know, create new traditions for yourself. You know, go to the gym or go down and walk on the beachfront or go to a different place in Cape Town. There's so many beautiful places. If you live in Noordhoek, go down to Sea Point. If you live in Sea Point, come to Noordhoek. Mm. It's a interesting thing. And practice self-care. Look after yourself. Make sure that you look after yourself. It comes back to physical health, eating well, exercising while you're on holiday as well. Very important. Go for your walks and be mindful of your sleep. Once again, we've spoken about a lot this year about sleep as well. And then, you know, once again, just limit that use of alcohol. If it's something you don't, no problem having a couple of beers or a couple of drinks, but don't pull it over because it can trigger you as well. So talking about triggering that kind of thing, let's talk a little bit about addiction.
Before we go there,
yeah,
we're talking earlier now you were listing the things that one should do to deal with whatever the trauma is, you know, whether it was a passing of a friend, whether it was your dog died, or whether it was a car accident, or whether it was whatever. And that is triggered at this time of the year for many people. Not everyone. Some people are able to shut it out and move on.
Yeah.
But for most people, it triggers something. My advice has always been, and, you know, mine's not the most definitive advice, but find a substitute. Find another way to celebrate that becomes the new tradition. And I'm going to give a little bit of my own story here. So my dad passed away. Okay. And always Christmas was around him being the central figure, okay? And then he passed away and Christmas was all of a sudden in tatters, okay? Now, I've been very, very fortunate because since my father's passing, and look, he had a good life, folks. He was 92 years old, okay? and batting 1,000, but he is gone. And that whole Christmas Eve gathering of the family and all that is kind of fallen apart because he's not the hub around which it operates. Yeah. So that's gone. But we, all of us, the three of us, my sisters and myself, have decided that we will look at creating new traditions. So rather than getting together on Christmas Eve as we always did, we've decided that what we will do as a family gathering, as opposed to Christmas Eve gathering, is do that on his birthday in February each year. And let each of us now develop our own thing. Now, for us, I'm very fortunate. My grandson was born in this year. Christmas was never a big deal for me. But now there is that. And between Donovan, Judy, Taryn, and my grandson and the extended family, that's become the new tradition.
Nice.
And it's taken away the heartache of knowing that, you know, I think he would be looking down at it and saying, okay, they worked it out.
Well, he'll be there with you, so it's okay.
They worked it out.
Yeah.
So find that substitute.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Find that substitute.
Yeah, create new memories, and, you know, especially for the grandson, he's growing up with memories of granddad and, you know, and dad and mom and Christmas, or whatever. It's Christmas Eve. I think it's great. And I love that idea of doing it on his birthday as well. And lighting a candle for him as well. But addiction is a big
lighting
one.
Lighting a candle?
Oh, yeah.
He hated candles.
He hated candles?
Yeah.
Well, probably not a good idea. I'll blow it out. You'll say, whoa, sure. What's going on here? Yeah. Addiction, you know, I had a look at some of the stuff done. He's a Kelly E. Green, who's a doctor in the States, clinical psychologist, professor of psychology at St. Edward's University. And she's nationally recognized expert in evidence-based strategies on relationships and addiction recovery. And it's a big thing. It's a big thing because this time of the year is not great for addicts. It's quiet. It's everybody's away. you know, and you can be addicted to lots of things. It's a show I want to do next year. Is one of the shows I want to do is on addiction and what it
does. No, this is not always a substance addiction. This could be...
can be anything. Yeah. Yeah, it can be anything, addicted to anything. So it's very important. So let your values guide you instead of your fears is what she's saying. You know, if people struggle with whether or not to invite those people who are dealing with that addiction, if you know somebody that drinks too much or is a alcoholic and is trying to recover, you struggle. So, well... I don't want to bring them here really and, you know, throw the booze in front of them with all the people having one or two beers. And then you've got somebody who, don't worry about that. You know, don't worry about that. Just say to the person, you know, this is what's going to happen. Are you going to be okay? And it's fine. Love you to be here. We understand what you're fighting and all that. And we want to throw it in your face, but just look after your values and value that person as well. And understanding, I think, is very important. De-emphasize the alcohol at the gatherings, but don't eliminate it, because that's not cool. That's changing your life. And I know somebody's struggling with it, but, you know, the rest of people are normal, and it's fine. When I say normal, not struggling with that kind of issue. Okay, so reframe addiction with compassion and kindness. I think it's very important. You know, if somebody is on drugs or somebody's on alcohol addiction, they kind of get labeled as, oh, well, you did it to yourself. You know, this is self-inflicted. Well, people, I don't know. It's not so self-inflicted. If you look at the research on what happens during an addiction, any addiction, it's, yes, it goes there because you went there, but then you can't help it. The body says, sorry, I'm not going with you. I know you say you don't want to do it, but I'm saying I need it right now. So, and then it becomes habit and all of this. But instead of pushing that person away, show kindness and love to that person, and they will love that. So compassion and kindness is very, very important as well. So the other thing I want to talk about is grieving a loss. So you say you lost your dad this year.
About
a year. So things are, you know, it takes a while, and some people, you know, my worst, lost a kid or whatever it is, or some people's kids are overseas. It's almost a loss in a way. If they're not connecting with you, it's a loss. So just be very careful. Acknowledge your feelings again, which is very important to handle that as well. And make an escape plan. So when you start feeling that, get yourself an escape plan. Maybe go for a walk on the beach or go to a friend or go and do something that you can do. Honor their memory. You know, honor their memory. Put it, you know, every Christmas Eve, I come from a European home. My mom was Austrian, my dad German. We had Christmas Eve, okay?
Big deal.
It was a big deal there. It's quiet in Europe, you know, everybody has it. So we had the same thing, presents opening. And so Christmas Eve had always been a bit sore for me. And I've always lit a candle for each of my folks, and that's been it, you know? Honor their memory, and you can do it in a small little way.
Well, here's Hayden saying something very similar on the WhatsApp. He says he lost his wife 2 years ago, I think it was, two Christmases ago. And he says what they do as a family is they honor her. And it brings her into their presence. So they honor her, the fact that she was the mother, his wife, the mother of his children, and it brings her into their presence for the Christmas season.
Wonderful, Hayden. That's great. That's excellent. You know, the candle is one thing. You can also make a donation to a charity for them on their behalf, perhaps. Or you can write a letter to them, you know, and say, hey, I'm missing you, and it's great, and, you know, I know you're with me and all that kind of. You can write a letter as well. And
but here, too, is the converse of that.
Yeah.
And again, I'm tempted to say this.
Yeah.
Never get over the loss. This time of the year is very, very hard, okay?
Yes, correct.
This person lost somebody.
Of course.
And I'm almost tempted to say, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that's all right, too.
Yes, it is all right.
It's all right to not be happy at Christmas.
Absolutely. Acknowledge your feelings.
You have the right.
You have the right to have any feeling you want to. In fact, feelings are very important to have. You know?
But my sense is that you try not to impose that on people who are jolly at Christmas time. And jolly people should be aware that not everybody is
jolly. That's what the purpose of we doing today is, just to highlight some of these things as well. But it can be special, even though you have lost someone. You can read their book or a favorite book that they read, or have a holiday dish that they like, a special dish for Christmas or whatever it is, and raise a glass, you know, raise a glass and give them a toast, and you know, just feel it, feel them around you. It's very, very important, and do what feels right for you. You know, don't get yourself pushed into something. Do what feels right for you as well. Also, take a seat at the kids' table. Literally.
Yeah.
Go and sit with the kids. I mean, the kids are wonderful.
It's my thing. It's my thing.
Is it?
Yeah, because adults won't talk to me.
That I really do understand. I do understand that. Everybody leaves the room when you're there. No, not really. But sit with the kids, you know, they inspire you. I promise you. With their energy and what they say and their laughter and just being kids again, you become a child again. Mm. And you know, it can be good for you to handle it that way. And if you need help, get it. Don't wait. You know, sadness, you need to fix that as well. So I know we're coming to the end of our thing now. I just want to add on a positive note here as well, that how to strengthen your relationship, because relationships also take
a lot of
strain during the holiday season. Of course, I mean, we know about COVID, what happened. Mm. We had a forced holiday, and you pushed people together, and domestic violence went through the roof. Yeah. I mean, it was crazy. So couples can alleviate this thing by strengthening their relationship. But how do you actually do that? So the Gottman Institute, we spoke about before, they are the institute that really looks at couples and relationships. Do small acts of service for each other. Little things like have your wife's car washed or something, or make the bed yourself, or I don't know, just do something nice that builds the emotional bank. You know, and, you know, he cares, you know, or she cares. That's a brilliant thing to do. Make a date for just the two of you. During this crazy time, if you are, you know, with visitors and friends and whatever. Don't forget to find space for the two of you, okay? Serve others together, you know, go to a Lions cake sale together.
Yeah.
Do it together. Do something together. Don't just, okay, well, I'm off to do this quickly, and then do it together. It's fantastic. Do something good together. Serve others. Work at a soup kitchen or whatever you want to do, you know. Create a couple tradition. So maybe it's Christmas Eve. Maybe there's a tradition where you just say, thank you for this fantastic year. These are the things that, you know, I thank you for and what you've done for me and whatever, and do the same. You raise a toast and whatever. And it could be a little tradition you do before Christmas lunch or Christmas, you know, whatever it is. So, and bless each other and you know, say prayers to each other if you need to. And it's very important. So I'm going to end off with five ways to keep your relationship strong during this period of holidays, okay, which is important. Discuss your expectations ahead of time. Mm. So talk to each other and say, this is the expectation. I know your brother is coming. You know I don't like him. And or I know your sister's loud and I can't take it. Or whatever. Just discuss it. Decide on the boundaries together. This is all together. Mm. Zoom out and keep the big picture in mind. Okay, don't get him.
How can you go like that?
Go like what?
Your sister, and then you just go straight to the big bitch.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said zoom out. And that means get in your car and zoom. Focus on managing emotions. It's also important. And not trying to control your partner's behavior.
Mm.
Unless he gets really drunk, and then you've got to control him with a shumbuck. But apart from that, work on meeting some of your own needs as well, instead of giving. We spoke about that. And then turn the holidays into an opportunity to grow closer to each other and have a wonderful time as much as you can. Mm. And if you're lonely, you know, listen to music. Music is a healer, as we know. We here, Zone Radio, switch us on. We're here with you all the time. We're with you, and that's what we are about. And I just want to wish everybody a fantastic Christmas. I also want to thank you, Richard, for this year.
You're welcome.
It's been amazing, but it really has. And I appreciate it a lot.
Well, it's been great having you here, and also extending your role here at Zone Radio, being presenting as well. We do thank you for that. I want to add one final footnote to all of this. I think that when it comes to the festive season, when it comes to Christmas time, I think that it's important that as parents, and I'm talking now to parents with younger children, sometimes older children are still late to do this, instill what the values are about Christmas in those children. so that it becomes a thing for them. Maybe that's one of your traditions, to sit your kids down and say, listen, okay, this is what... And I'm not talking about, you know, the baby Jesus and all this type of stuff. I'm talking about the values of the Christmas season, the spirit of giving, the spirit of caring.
And rest.
The spirit of resting and not expecting.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You don't have divine rights because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
And thinking of those that are maybe less fortunate than you are at that time of the year. We have that conversation. I did a beautiful story, I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before, about a little girl who lost her dog last Christmas. This Christmas, her parents asked her what she wants for Christmas. She's 9 years old. She gave them a poster where she wanted to start a doggy toy drive for dogs in shelters.
Oh, sure.
That's because that conversation was had at some point about the values
of
Christmas. And it's such an amazing story. Oh. But that's what I have to contribute to this.
Yeah.
You know, let's think about what it is that we're leading our kids into.
Yeah.
And if I had my life all over again with my son, I would have done it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Because for him, growing up, Christmas meant absolutely nothing because it meant nothing to me.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, things have changed.
Mm.
And now it means everything to both of us. But we've had that catalyst, that little baby. But I would have done it differently. And it's based on my mistakes that I'm saying there is a way.
But you're enjoying it now, and you're making a difference now. And that's what's important is now. The past, you know, you learn from your mistakes. You learn from those things as well. And, yeah, it's just a wonderful time to have that discussion with your partner. And we spoke a lot about mental health this year. We did go in there as well. And it's always a positive slant where we can, because there's some serious stuff we spoke about. Mm. And when you're talking about these conversations now, I think that's absolutely imperative. And I love that as an idea, to go out and sit it down. And when we come back in the new year on the 15th of January, whenever it is, on that Wednesday, I'm going to talk about how you can involve the family in your goals for the year, how we're going to have the conversation of what values and what we're going to do for other people in the year and make a difference somewhere. So we'll have a counseling, sort of a life coaching session on the new year and planning the new year. But let's not worry about the new year now. Let's just worry about now and being safe.
And getting to the new year safely.
Getting through properly without too much stress and without hitting anybody. So just have a wonderful time. And thank you, and Merry Christmas to those who are having Christmas this year. Have a wonderful time. Those who are just having a rest and just enjoying the festive season, just have a good rest. You know, you've done well this year. And bless you, all of you out there, for giving me the opportunity to be with Richard on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeffrey Ernest Kahn. Thank you. And we wish you all the very best for the festive season. And we'll touch base with you again next year, although you will be here on Zone Radio on your Mondays, regular Mondays. But on the Best of Life, Love and Fruit Salad, we start again next year. This podcast will go up, but it'll be the final one for the year. And again, Jeff, we cannot begin to express our gratitude for what you do each second week.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody. Cheers.